This time yesterday morning, armed Gardaí had formed a cordon around a house and farm in Castle Magner near Kanturk in County Cork. They didn't know it yet, but inside the house lay a young man who had been shot dead. And outside, nearby, lay his brother and father, also dead from gunshots. The three men were 59-year-old Tygo Sullivan and his two sons, 26-year-old Mark and 23-year-old Dermot. We're joined now from Cork by the Irish Independent Southern correspondent Ralph Regal. Ralph, you spent much of yesterday there at the scene, and this was really an absolute nightmare for Tygo Sullivan's wife, Anne. She was in the house, wasn't she, when the first shooting started?
She was. I mean, it's beyond words, really. I mean, the 60-year-old lady who has been in poor health over recent times, she was in the house and she heard a gunshot at around 6:40 a.m. Now, she immediately went to raise the alarm. Unfortunately, she didn't have a mobile phone on her, which meant that she had to run to a neighbour's house to get basically raise the alert. And the Gardaí arrived at the scene at around 7 a.m., shortly after 7 a.m., and they immediately formed two cordons, one immediately around the property, which is at a place called Ossolus. It's on the back road between Castle Magner and Kanturk in North Cork. It's a farmhouse located down and quite a lengthy laneway off the roadway. And then Gardaí formed a second perimeter, basically to keep everyone else away from the scene. Now, uniformed officers were on the scene first. They were quickly supported by detectives. And then members of the regional armed support unit arrived. And given the gravity of the situation, the Garda's elite emergency response unit was dispatched by helicopter from Dublin. And they also joined the Garda contingent on site. Now, there were trained negotiators, but they were unable, despite repeated attempts over several hours, to make contact with anyone in the house. And finally, at around 1 p.m., the decision was made that they would approach the house. Now, armed members of the ERU went to the property, very cautiously went into it, and they discovered that this awful scene where this young man was found lying dead in a bedroom of the property with an apparent gunshot wound. There was no one else in the house, which immediately prompted a major search of the surrounding area. And the Garda helicopter directed uniformed officers to a scene about 600 metres from the property in a field next to an old fairy fort, which I think the area is known as the fort locally, where there were two bodies a couple of metres apart, the body of Tygo O'Sullivan and his youngest son, Dermot.
And for those 5 hours between arriving and entering the house, Ralph, did the Gardaí believe that the father and second son were inside and potentially they were dealing with a hostage situation?
That seems to have been the belief. Now, just before the Gardaí arrived at the scene, apparently they were informed by a neighbour that he had heard further gunshots. So I think Gardaí believed they were dealing with an armed siege-type situation, and the negotiators were given time to try and raise or make some type of contact with the individuals in the house. Unfortunately, as we now suspect, it was already too late and the three lives had been lost.
And they will be, the Gardaí will be putting in place a timeline of events and establishing what happened and when and how soon after those first shots were fired in the bedroom that the second shootings took place.
And the entire focus of the Garda investigation at this stage is to try and figure out the sequence of events. First of all, what led to this awful tragedy, and the reports locally seems to be that it's a dispute over a will and the inheritance of local farmland. There had been tensions in the last couple of weeks, apparently between the two young brothers, and that's certainly the primary focus as regards whether this was the trigger that actually, you know, sparked the entire event. Forensic officers are currently on scene. They're doing a very careful examination both of the farmhouse and of the area where the two bodies were found. There's door-to-door inquiries with the neighbours to try and determine had they heard or seen anything suspicious or unusual in the days leading up to this. And of course, there's full ballistic tests being conducted on the firearms recovered. There were three weapons, all legally held, that were recovered by officers, two rifles and a shotgun. So expert analysis of those is going to tell the detectives an awful lot. And of course, an awful lot of detail will come from the post-mortem examinations, which are going to be conducted at Cork University Hospital today.
And Ralph, they were a well-known family. The father, Tyg, he worked as a mechanic. The sons were making their own way in their chosen professions.
Very much so. I think that, if anything, adds to the entire level of shock, Audrey, in that very much a typical kind of Irish family. I mean, they were tight-knit within their community. They supported local events. Tighe, the father, worked in the motor industry for over 40 years. He was working with a garage in Charleville. Very highly respected man, very hard-working. Anne O'Sullivan was from the area, a tremendous supporter of local community charity drives and things like that. And of course, the two sons, the eldest had completed his legal studies and he was training to be a solicitor. And the youngest son, the 23-year-old, had just, which makes the tragedy even worse in some ways, is that he had just completed his accountancy exams and he was going to actually have a virtual conferring in a couple of weeks' time.
It really is just dreadful, and the level of violence involved, it is surreal, really, for people who knew the O'Sullivan family and who were their friends.
Very much so, and again, unfortunately, one of the consequences of, for operational reasons and perfectly understandably, the Gardaí imposed a media blackout yesterday until they could resolve the scene and know what they were dealing with. But the unintended consequence of that is that while the main news outlets respected it and did their best to try and support the guard operations by not reporting on it, social media didn't do the same, and there was a flurry of speculation and rumours and reports all over a lot of the social media platforms, so that when the actual news did emerge as regards what had happened, it came as an even bigger shock to people locally. And, you know, you'll often hear the phrase that people were visibly shocked. When I met people in Castle Martyr Village yesterday, they actually took a step back. They were genuinely shocked to realise that, I mean, they knew it was going to be a bad story, but to realise that three lives had been lost was just beyond their worst nightmares.
Ralph, thank you very much indeed. Ralph Regal, the Irish Independent Southern correspondent, joining us live from Cork this morning. It's almost 8:20.